flooding adds to woes in Africa's famine zone. Technology, new media, and evangelism forge a partnership between two ministries. And pastoral training brings hope and healing to Niger. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Even with rain on the way, the widespread famine in East Africa is far from over. Little has changed in the last couple of months, with 1 million children under 5 severely malnourished and 13 million people starving. Dwayne Zook with global aid networker Gain USA just returned from the famine zone.
The things I continued to hear was the need for food, the need for clean water. Thousands of children are dying every week, and people need hope.
The promise of rain seemed hopeful, but some regions are now flooded and illness is imminent. Sending aid is helping, but more is needed for physical and spiritual needs.
The thing that the food, the thing that the water filters bring to us is it helps us build relationships. Relationships help build us trust. And then trust gives us opportunity to provide hope.
10 cents provides a whole meal. Learn more at our website. Next, Voice of the Martyrs Canada and Forum 18 News reports laws on religious literature are tightening in Azerbaijan. In the coming weeks, Parliament will set strict prison terms and hefty fines for anyone who produces or even distributes religious literature that doesn't submit to compulsory state censorship. Learn more about the law at our website. In the meantime, pray it wouldn't hinder the spread of Christian resources or the gospel message. You're listening to Mission Network News. Since when do sheep and unity work together? Since HCJB Global and FIBA UK have united in a partnership called One Sheep. It's a collaboration that shares strengths and vision. Wayne Peterson, president of HCJB Global, explains.
FIBA brings to the table the research and strategy they've created to use new media. And what we bring to the table is the hardware and the software and the know-how in creating content for the new media.
New media involves things like YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and mobile technologies. One Sheep is working to lay down strategy for outreach to the next generation.
It's absolutely critical. If we're going to reach the next generation with the gospel, we've got to be able to use these tools. Millennials are watching television less, they're listening to radio less, they're getting their entertainment, their information, and their inspiration, and their communication with the new virtual media.
Meanwhile, a new toy is helping missionary aviators take the gospel to countries inaccessible to many missionaries. It's not really a toy, it's a tool. Mission Aviation Fellowship recently took ownership of a new $60,000 flight simulator. MAS Paul Bergen says it emulates an actual airplane and terrain that new recruits will be facing in the field. It's all part of required training for all MAF pilots.
We are not intending this to take place of our intense training that we do on our Cessna 206s here on our training program. It will just enhance what we are already doing, and we're really looking forward to that.
That additional training will cost little.
Our Cessna 206, Turbo 206, it's a small six-seater. It's our bread-and-butter airplane for many of the places we fly. They go for $180 an hour, and much of that is the fuel cost. But the simulator is $20 an hour, and so you can do an awful lot of work in the simulator compared to just getting in the airplane and spending the money.
And 2 weeks ago, a global advance team ushered in a new season of growth in Niger, West Africa. Islam is the dominant religion, and there are fewer than 10,000 Christians. Church leaders need training and tools, which is why 250 church leaders came to a frontline shepherds conference. In the end, more than 50 leaders committed to plant new churches in the next 12 months. Nearly 30 committed to go as a missionary to an unreached people group or another nation. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Ever wondered about the church's responsibility to the least of these? We've got a book for you. It's Your Mission by Dr. Jim Dennison, a free missions resource from Buckner International. Get It's Your Mission by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.